first.
All right, any questions or discussion?
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept staff's recommendation on item one. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Micho Dugas. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, the motion carries. Item two.
It is a request by LLOX LLC to escrow funds derived from production on disputed acreage that would be due under state lease 21345 into an interest-bearing account in accordance with the State Mineral and Energy Board's escrow protocol. Should this lease be deemed to cover all or portions of the area subject to the state's dispute, such period not to exceed 90 days unless extended further as authorized by the board and effective as of January the 17th, 2017. State Lease 21345 is situated within the LLOX 9400 BT or a SUA in the Manila Village Field, Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, along with other properties belonging to the Coffin et al. And Purcell et al. Groups. On January the 17th, 2017, in consultation with the State Land Office, staff sent a letter to LLOX regarding certain portions of water bottoms being apportioned to the mentioned groups in lieu of the state. Staff recommends authority to escrow royalties in accordance with the board's protocol be granted until August of 2017 board meeting or the date the next meeting of the board thereafter should it not meet the month unless settlement is reached prior to that time.
Any questions or discussion? You have a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by?
Second.
Second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, the motion carries. Item three.
It's a report from staff to the State Mineral and Energy Board on the process of the articles of the proposed new lease form.
All right. Mr. Boulay?
Yes. David. Okay, good morning. Yes, we have in your books behind the articles there a number of handouts, certainly for the public as well, outside a summary of the status here, as well as an example of the Article 11. And I just, in front, I have a picture as well as out in the hallway about the incredible environment we have for oil and gas, truly world-class in Louisiana. And the 90-day stay that we were granted in December, I wanted to kind of go over summary-wise for you. Being that we asked for the 90-day stay, essentially, you know, two-thirds of the board is new to the process here, as well as when you look at it, just in the last year, two-thirds of your senior management involved in this lease form project are new. So with that, we started conducting our meetings in January and going in great detail. It was an aggressive schedule, weekly discussing the articles and evaluating them per the criteria we laid out in December, and have come up with a draft form that us as a lease form team feel will help progress the lease form in an efficient manner. Our challenge is that we asked for 90 days. Really, we're only about 50% of the way through the articles, and with seven in a draft completed stage, and one we'll go through today, Article 11, I've asked Mr. Devitt to help us with. And we're sitting at week number eight, so a 12-week cycle, and we're a little behind. But the process, I might add, is really giving us staff and as well as management the opportunity to look into this lease form article by article and evaluate You know, why, again, why is our lease form pushing the bounds of the size and what's in it, and is it really required? So, for an example, we uncover here Article 11, which is the lease access. I've asked Mr. Jim to give us kind of an overview of it, but basically, you know, the proposal is I'll let Jim comment, and then we'll add some more comments after.
I believe you have. Do they have a copy of?
Yes, everybody has a copy in the book. There's copies for the public out front. Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
but Jim, do you have a copy of the statute that you make reference to in that memorandum?
I don't have it with me.
Do you know whether or not that statute was given to the board members?
No, that statute.
I don't know if that statute was given
to me.
Mr. Hike, no, you just asked
for that statute. I would ask that you give each member a copy of 13127 so we can take a look at what it actually says.
Sure, we'd be glad to.
Can you do that while we discuss this? Otherwise, a discussion is kind of meaningless to me, at least.
Well, if you'll bear with us, I think our purpose in this is not to go through this article line by line. It's to give you some sense of the progress and the process that we're going
through. But I'm going to ask you some questions about that article as it relates to the memorandum that is before us, and I don't think you're going to be able to answer my questions
without
you having a copy of that article, Mr. Divitt.
We're not prepared for that.
Correct.
No, that was not the purpose.
And we're not asking for approval of anything.
I understand, but I want to scrutinize 3127 as it relates to what you're getting ready to present to us with regards to the reason that you want to supplement 127 for the existing language that's already been approved in principle by the board.
And
you understand
not,
what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, and we're not prepared for that scrutiny today.
Well, I'm going to ask you some questions about that in just a minute.
And
so I would suggest that what you do is get a copy of 3127 in front of you so that we can properly determine whether or not what is being given to us, we can evaluate. You understand what I'm saying?
We're getting a copy of that made right now.
Yeah. Mr. Hike, just this presentation was to inform the board of the status of the lease form, and with the granting of the 90-day stay, I want to give you a sample of what we are doing. Basically, we have started with the 2000 lease form that we're trying to update. So what you'll see as an example as we finish our project, you'll see the existing language of the 2000 lease form, which is sitting here in paragraph 11 and 19 at 67 words. The August draft form of 2016 follows, and it elaborates in great detail on lease access. And it expands all the way to 291 words. So with that, we started looking at, how is this what is the purpose of expanding, threefold, fourfold, fivefold the language of lease access? And with the assistance of our legal staff and our lease form staff, we've been able to consolidate and restate basically lease access in three paragraphs, which minimizes it to 150 words. So this is a draft of a clean version here you have, and then it also talks towards the reasons for the changes, as well as what our competitors from a access standpoint, state by state. So it's a very detailed analysis of lease access. I wanted to give you a flavor for what we're progressing. We've completed a draft of seven articles to date. Our progress is currently at five, still being worked. And so we're about 50% complete this exercise, which the board authorized us to go do. And so with that,
Mr. Boulay, if I can. I applaud you and the staff for the work that you have done, particularly with regards to the insert that you gave that's in our packet and that was sent to us as we compare what has been approved and what has not been approved, that little sketch. I applaud you for that, and I thank you for that.
Do you think it's logical?
What I say is I think it's basically correct. I'm talking about the lease tracker report. Let me see if I can get it out, show you what I'm talking about. The lease tracking report, I thank you for that. I think that was really good, although I would have some questions about it. But, and I understand what you're telling me about wanting to reduce the size of what you're saying about reducing the size of the lease. But as we go through this process in reducing the length of the lease, it is important for all of us to know what it is that we are reducing the farm from. Just simply because it is wordy, it shouldn't necessarily be taken out of the lease. So my response to you is this. If, for instance, this is being suggested in Article 11, that this language be removed because it's covered by 3127G, and that's what you're suggesting, correct? I just looked at this today. I didn't have this before, but wait, let me finish. I just looked at this today. I didn't have an opportunity to look at it before. But if that's what the suggestion is, that 127G should be inserted as you have in this particular note, and removing A, B, C, D, E, F, and G of the August lease, then I have questions about that, because that statute does not cover some of the exact same things that are listed in the August draft language. And so therefore, I want to question Mr. Divitt and ask him whether or not we are losing certain rights by removing that language and substituting that statute for that language. And that's all I want to do. And I think I have a right to do that.
Mr. Hike, you certainly have a right. But the issue is that we came here today to deliver a status report and not debate an article. And that is the beauty of the 90-day stay, which I requested.
I'm all for that.
So
I'm all for that.
What you're asking to do is debate what is in this draft, and we're not at that stage or prepared today to debate the draft of
Article
11.
But I want to show you the era of your ways with regards to this substitution of that statute, and it's this. And listen to me a second, please, and that is this. That a statute is interpreted by the court and it's litigated as to what that meaning is. For instance, in 127G, there is no mention, and I'll give you a perfect example. If you look at B, it gives a lessor the right through the life of a lease to use all existing roads and waterways. But if you look at the statute that you're making reference to, it doesn't give that lessor that right. It restricts that right to just public lands. If you go to C, and the lessor retains a right throughout the life of the lease to use any and all portions of the lease premises for all purposes, 127G does not give the state that right. If you look at D, lessor shall have the right to sell, exchange, transfer, or otherwise dispose of any portion of the lease premises. It doesn't, in 127G, it restricts the state from that right. If you go to E, lessor receives the right to access lease premises at all reasonable times, the right of access. 127G does not give that right to the state. And particularly, and this is very disturbing to me, C in this particular article, C, if you look at C in the August draft, it says all rights pertaining to the lease premises not expressly granted to the lessee. That's not expressly granted to the lessee by this lease, or necessarily implied therein, or hereby reserved to the lessor. 127G does not give the state that right. So what I'm trying to say is, if you'll let me, is that 127G does not give those rights to the state that the August draft language does. And to me, that's the danger of going to a statute which is narrowly written to be interpreted by courts. But by contract, we can reserve certain rights that don't affect that statute. That's done every day in contract negotiations with bank mortgages, et cetera. So I'm concerned that by substituting a statute for specific language in a contract, we may be limiting the state's certain rights. And that, to me, is concerning. And I don't... Let me finish, and then I'll shut up, because that's my concern about substituting a statute for contractual language. And I would suggest that the team of lawyers, geologists, etc., explain at some point in time whether or not that statute encompasses these rights. And it may be, as Mr. Hadley and I discussed earlier, certain jurisdictions and certain case law may interpret statutes giving the state those rights, but to willy-nilly take out those rights that the state may have because you think it might be covered by a certain statute has to be very, very, very carefully scrutinized.
Chairman, if I may.
Yes, Secretary Harris.
Mr. Hike, your point's well taken, but I do believe you're missing the bigger picture in what we're trying to accomplish today. Absolutely, no matter what language you put into a contract, into a lease form, there is a trade-off. What we were trying to do today, I asked for more information. I asked for information regarding what other states were doing. My idea, and David's as well, was to provide the board with more information. You will certainly, nothing that we've done to this point means anything without approval of the full board. You will have, and every other board member will have, ample opportunity to choose, to make motions to add language, to make motions to delete language. What we're doing today is simply providing you with the flavor of the work that the staff has done over the last couple of months, and just provide an update. You will have on each and every word before it's approved by the board, you'll have opportunity for comment, opportunity to debate, and certainly opportunity to add or change language.
But Mr. Secretary, if you look at your deal up there, and you see the second to last says published draft lease form by April 12th with mineral board review schedule thereafter. I take that to mean that what's going to be presented to this board is a proposed lease drafted by staff that we will receive, and then we're going to debate on whatever it is that is a published draft lease. I don't think that's a good idea.
You're getting ahead of my presentation, Mr. Hike. The publishing of a draft is one to demonstrate to the board the work that our staff and legal have been working on, and I highly object to you calling it willy-nilly. Highly object. There's a lot of sweat and effort going into this lease form.
I apologize to you.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Thank you.
What I meant was this, and that is that we need to be very careful about substituting a statute for language which delineates certain state rights.
Again, Mr. Hike, we are not working on this form willy-nilly, and we are here to address, are you happy with the layout and the process and the status of what we're doing? So when we do achieve a completed draft lease form for board consideration, my thought process and collectively as lease form team is that we would enter into a review of the draft lease form in a schedule befitting of the board's request. And so that each article by article, or however we want to collate these articles, each member of the board at its discretion will set forth a, I was hoping in the month of March, to set forth a proposed schedule for that upcoming April date, to where we have a draft lease form and a schedule by which certainly the public and the industry will have an advantage of seeing the lease form in well in advance, and that we can discuss these issues in greater detail at the board's discretion. We are working on behalf of the board. We are all dedicated Louisiana citizens trying to do the very best. And the process here is we need about another 30 days. We lost some time between December and January, but we're working diligently week over week, and this is just one of what we estimate to be 34, 35 articles to look at as a process. If you're happy with seeing the existing lease form, the August draft lease form, the proposed rewrite, the rewrite in a clean version, and the reasons for changes, as well as the comparison with other states, that's part of what I would hope today we could get, is some agreement that it looks good as far as the process, and that if we can garner a 30-day extension, we can continue to move forward. The merits of the article discussion and the revised statute, we're not prepared to do today. And certainly when that opportunity comes after the lease form is drafted, we can go through those issues and certainly confront them to your satisfaction. And we're here to serve the board. It's strictly a draft and nothing more.
And Mr. Boulay, I understand that. I just would ask that the team that you've assimilated look carefully at the statutes which are being used to supplement certain language of the proposed lease so that the rights of the state are clearly protected. And as I look at 3127G, I do not see the rights that are given to the state in this August draft language being covered in revised statute 3127, but it may be covered by certain cases. And I had that discussion with Mr. Hadley. If it is covered by certain states' cases, that those rights are in the law, then that's fine. So that's the caution that I think the staff needs to take with regards to supplementing statutory language for expansive language in a contract.
Okay.
And I'd like to say I understand exactly what Mr. Hike is saying, and it's a point well taken. But as I do agree that if this 90-day review is intended. This lease has gone on and off the board for quite some time. It's been through several reincarnations through different people. I don't think it's a bad thing before we move forward to review it to make sure we do have a proper agreement. But I do agree with Mr. Hike. If we've come this far and light at the end of the tunnel, it may be small, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. But I think if we can get through the next few months, it'll become brighter. And we can get on a track where we can come to an agreement and complete the lease and have a formal lease. But the existing lease has been reviewed and debated and all. So if there are some revisions that you feel is more beneficial for the lease, I would say, take into consideration what Mr. Hike says, make sure you're not taking out anything that doesn't cover you with what you already have or maybe what we didn't think of. We don't want to rewrite a new lease, but that's what I think these 90 days are for. It's a point well taken by Mr. Hike, but I do
agree that today is just to give an example of the type of work that you're doing. I envision, based upon the complexity of the lease and the number of people that are involved that have to approve this thing before it goes forward, and I have some ideas on making that a little easier, which I won't discuss today. We need to, you know, just make sure that once we do this review, then we'll have some discussion about what you all came up with. We'll decide if they should be revised or not. And then at that point, which I don't know about this April deadline, but I think at that time, once we know what we have and what may have been revised and not, then you can make a decision on how you can proceed forward and start setting some sort of timelines.
I think Mr. Boulay, and he asked me to do this, is to make you familiar with this report form and use this article as a sample. And so, if you will, I'll just pass through it fairly quickly with you.
Okay.
To show you, these little reports are per each article. Our staff is preparing these, then we discuss them. We have a point person that prepares the first part of it, and then we have a meeting on it, and it gets adjusted depending on what happens in that meeting. But if you look at this particular one on page 1, it tells you which article it is. It gives the existing lease language. In other words, whatever leases that we issue today are going to use that language. It's the 2000 revision of the state lease. And then the next part is the August of 2016 language, which is the current published draft, which I'm sure most of you are very familiar with. And then we have a current proposed rewrite of that. And so for this one, if you look at August, it has A through G, and
that's page 2, right?
Yes. So we have a track changes sort of version that you can look at and see what staff is suggesting should be removed.
What is the blue strikeouts, blue underlined, red?
That's
added,
the proposed changes to the August draft.
So the blue
our
is
current process is recommending. That current process, I need to add, and you need to keep in mind, is still ongoing, and we don't anticipate it'll be finished till April. But this is currently what we're looking at. And then if you'll
so
turn
the blue is what?
Is the changes to the August version.
Okay, and the red?
Oh, I think I don't have color on mine, so I don't really think it matters. It's either stricken or added.
It doesn't matter what color it is?
I'm sorry to confuse you with that. Then if you turn to the third.
And let me ask them. Yeah. Then why would you have a?
It may be that more than one person worked on it, and that gave it different colors.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne is an integral part of this process, by the way. I think she
You're not colorblind, are you?
Some sort of award.
Or you just hit the wrong button.
For keeping us straight. But then if you'll turn to page 3, you'll see, without the strikeouts, a clean version.
Okay.
And if I could point out, to Mr. Hike, your comments are very well taken. In fact, staff has agreed with you, and we've removed the reference to that statute you see in our current draft. So we thought that was unnecessary as well. Then the next section would be the reasons for changes.
So
that would be on page 3, right underneath the clean version.
Okay.
And there, what these comments say, no substantive changes. We thought that what's A through G, is that 7 paragraphs could be reduced to 3 and still retain all of the concepts and protections that were in there.
So what's the highlight, or don't you have that either?
Well, if you'll look, that's another section. That's below the reasons.
Yeah.
And that's where we add sections from other state leases for reference purposes.
Okay. So the highlighting is portions from those leases that you want to incorporate in ours.
Those portions that are related to lease access.
Right. Or at least related to Article 11.
The highlights, just somebody's notes.
Okay.
All right. So that's the basic report that we're using on each article, and that's the process we're going through. And I can't say that every article will be treated the same way. In other words, we won't look at each article and say, oh, yeah, this one has too many paragraphs, so we're going to reduce it. I don't think reduction is the altogether only purpose we have here. Certainly, reduction is not appropriate in every situation. And we're actually trying to make the lease better in a lot of different ways.
Now, I might add that the process that we envision will deliver the lease in the same time frame as we had talked about in December.
All right. Is that it?
For my end, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Boulay?
I'm done.
Finished?
Yes.
All right. If everyone understands, then we'll move on and they can.
I'd like to propose a 30-day extension.
Oh, okay.
You're looking for a 30-day extension from 90 to 120 days?
Correct.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to increase the 90-day review period to 120 days, seconded by Mr. Hike. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Item number 4, an update from staff to the State Mineral and Energy Board on the Office of Debt Recovery Agency Participation Agreement.
If I may.
How much money did y'all get?
Sorry?
How much money did you get so far?
Not so far, but we're trying to expedite that. No, the board was given a presentation a couple of months ago on the fairly new Office of Debt Recovery. I say new, but it's really been the law since October 2013 that state agencies refer final debt to the Office of Debt Recovery. To that end, we have been working with Department of Revenue, Office of Debt Recovery, the Attorney General's Office to craft a agency participation agreement, sort of an MOU on the specifics of how that's going to work. We had some concerns over some of the language that was really not specific to what the board does, what we do here at DNR. We had some concerns about being stuck with some of the Attorney General's fees for monies that we collect for other agencies. No offense, Ryan. but we had to, the language really was not written with us in mind because we do collect monies as a board for, you know, other state agencies and parishes and other governmental entities. We've got that almost complete. I expect we'll be getting a draft to the board within the next week, certainly within the next at least two weeks prior to our next board meeting. It would be an agreement between four entities, Department of Natural Resources with me as the signatory, the board, the Office of Debt Recovery, I think Kimberly Robinson, LDR secretary would be signing for them, and the Attorney General's office. Ryan, do you have any...
anything to add?
Anything to add to that, please?
No, I don't. I mean, that's my sense of the process. That's the Office of Debt Recovery activities are dealt with through the collection section of the Attorney General's office, which is something that I know nothing about. I know the people, and they're very nice and very capable, and they've recovered a lot of money for the state. So I think for the things that are qualified under the new law, it is a good thing. But from a functional perspective, I don't know how it works.
Thank you. My concern when I found out that both the Department of Natural Resources and the board had been out of compliance with the law for almost 2.5 years, I was, you know, my question was, how soon can we get this done? But we'll be certainly providing that to the board within the next week or so. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anything else? No executive session?
Oh, well, we have docket review as well.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
As far as Category A state agency leases, we're recommending that the board approve items 1 and 2. Under Category B state lease transfers, we're requesting that items 1 through 20 be approved, where item 4 be approved subject to the governor, approval of the governor, as well as item 14 be approved subject to the governor's approval. Under Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries state agency lease transfers, there were no items to bring to you today. And finally, under item D, advertised proposal, we're recommending to defer item 1, and that will complete the items on this report.
Make a motion to accept the report.
We have a motion to accept the docket report. A motion by Mr. Arnold. Do you have a second? Second by Ms. Michaud Dugas.
There are 3 items to go into any...
Wait. Any other questions or discussion or public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. All right. Now, 5 are executive session items.
If you would like for me to recite them, I'll be happy to.
Yes, please.
Okay. In executive session for discussion, A is Chevron, Texaco, Texaco E&P, Inc., and Unical Audits. B is a settlement offer from Stone Energy Corporation, and C is technical briefing on the bids.
I'll make a motion to go to executive session to discuss those items.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to go into executive session to discuss those 3 items. We have a second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back shortly. Have a second. We have a motion. So, Mr. Arnold, to go back into regular session. Do I have a second? Ms. LeBlanc? Any public comment about that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're in back in regular session. Mr. Devitt?
Yes. So as to item 1, or item, excuse me, Roman numeral 5A.
Yes.
We would ask the board to authorize OMR staff to execute an amendment to the framework agreement as discussed in executive session.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to support Mr. Devitt's recommendation. Do you have a second? Second by Ms. LeBlanc. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
For item 5B, we would ask for authorization to the Attorney General's office to negotiate with Stone Energy settlement terms as discussed in executive session.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept that recommendation?
I'll make that motion as well.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item three is, or item C is our technical briefing. Mr. Talbot?
Yes, sir. Jason Talbot representing the bid recommendation. There were three bids read into the record on three separate tracks, and all three bids are recommended to be accepted.
Great.
Make a motion to award those leases.
Move by Mr. Arnold to accept all of the bids as leases. Second by Mr. Carter. Mr. Devitt.
Y'all finished?
No. Do public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Now, yes?
I could revisit item 5B, settlement offer from Stone Energy Corporation.
Okay.
To specify for authority to reject that offer.
I'll amend my motion to reflect that.
Okay. Mr. Arnold will amend his motion. I'm assuming Ms. LeBlanc will second. And let's just re-vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. All right. Is there any new business? Any announcements?
Yes, sir. We've had three bids accepted today for the amount of $38,986.15. But also mentioned that OMR will be exhibiting next week at the NAEP conference, North America Prospect Expo, February 15th through the 17th, trying to entice people to come lease Louisiana lands. Suzanne will be sending the board members a quarterly update report, which the Mineral Income Division has just published late yesterday evening. Gives you the update and has been posted to our website. Also like to take this time to recognize our female board members, and this month is we have a celebration going on next week. If you guys don't remember, it's called Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
So I have a little something special here for Mrs. LeBlanc.
Oh. You want to go off the record to accept it so your husband doesn't find out? You need a recess?
I would also like to mention that I understand you board members, majority have daytime jobs, and that you take your monthly come to Baton Rouge and work for the betterment of our state, which I deeply appreciate. I also recognize the need for good public service, and I'm impressed with our staff's dedication to this state, as well as I have a three-year anniversary present for one of our board members, Mr. Hike, who's joined our board on February of 14. I have a little something that is Cajun in nature. I'm not sure, we may share equally that we're not Cajuns, but reside in Acadiana. And it's represented with the Acadian flag, which if you understand the symbolism, the castle on the flag represents the Spanish who helped the Acadians in their movement to Acadia. And then also the three fleur-de-lis representing the French, as well as the star, which is the patron saint of Acadians, is Mary. Mr. Hyde.
Thank you, David. I just want you to know that as a Lebanese that came down to Cajun country, when I came down here, I took my turban off so I could be a good Cajun. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Only last comment is everyone has a love the boot, don't pollute. There's a few of these bumper stickers out there. I think it's a great phrase and one that we can all adhere to enjoy our environment even better. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. If not, I'll entertain a motion. No further ado, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh, moved by Secretary Harris, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, and we'll see you next.